News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Latest figures from the Society of Irish Motor Industry reveal that the sale of EVs, electric vehicles, are down for the fourth month in a row. And Phil Barnes, Geotab's Business Development Manager for Ireland and the UK, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you. Phil, why is this happening?
Yeah, it's a very good question, because the trend across Europe is significantly different. You know, with Belgium, for example, seeing increases of 45%. I just think, you know, there's a mindset change that's needed. We need to put a few things in the strategy to plan and join things up together. You know, people had range anxiety originally, you know, when these came out. Range is very much a you know, moot point now. Most vehicles do in excess of 250 kilometers or more. But things like charging anxiety might now be an issue. So look, there's a few things that need to be brought together. I think, you know, pulling back on things like incentives that the government has pulled back on over the last 18 months hasn't helped. But like I say, it's a strategy of pulling a few points together to try and help people be a bit more at ease when it comes to transitioning.
Okay, because obviously we have a target of up to 1 million EVs by 2030. We look like we're very far from that currently. You mentioned range anxiety, and that range, it would appear when you look at surveys of people who are buying new cars that it still exists, even though range for new EVs is obviously extended. The anxiety seems to remain for people who are thinking about buying one. Do we need an awareness campaign? I mean, as you say, there's this lack of capacity on the grid. Cost is another factor.
Yeah, cost as well. Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the range anxiety queries come from people that typically haven't been in an EV. I think there's plenty of very good positive cases out there where you can travel around the island of Ireland, no bother. You know, you've got to stop for comfort breaks and coffees and so on and so forth. And there's plenty of charging functionality available at those locations. I think if we look back 2 or 3 years to where we are today, you know, that gap has been closed considerably, and there's a lot of work being done in that. I think what people need to review is that go and see the positive news on things like the Irish EV Association. You know, there's lots of really positive stories that come out there. It all comes down to mindset change. You know, we've been driving ICE vehicles for 125 years, and you know, it takes a big step for us to actually start to, you know, think about doing things differently.
Okay, so cost is an issue for people. Maybe people concerned about resale value, people concerned about range anxiety, and maybe a mindset shift. What can government do in terms of policy or infrastructure to push this forward? Because it clearly isn't, you know, motoring, if you'll forgive the pun, currently.
If we look across some of the European member states, you know, they've got lots of different schemes, and you know, some are more successful than others, and you know, we have to take it, you know, as a case in Ireland. But if, you know, what we would say is, look, it'd be great for the government just to put in a review of things like every aspect of taxation that impacts drivers and businesses, you know, vehicle choices that they make, scrappage schemes, you know, taking older vehicles off the road if they're circa and making this number maybe 10 years or more over. What can we do to help get those higher polluting vehicles off the road and get them into a more sustainable vehicle? I think also, you know, on your previous interview just there about housing, you know, one of the things that they do in the UK is that there's now legislation in place where all new builds of houses have to come with the ability to have a charging point, regardless of the type of housing. Starting to think outside the box, starting to think what's going to be happening in, you know, 10, 15, 20 years' time, you know, rather than going out to retrofit everything, start building these things now.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Phil Barnes, our Geotab's Business Development Manager for Ireland and the UK. Love to know out there this morning, are you thinking of getting a new car? Are you considering an EV? And if you aren't, what's putting you off? Let us know.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.